This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
We've safely made the jump to light speed, and it looks like smooth sailing from here.
That's a real relief, Captain. So, now what?
Now we just hope the recent repairs to the ship hold up, and that we can get back to company space with our cargo intact. It's been quite a haul since the human crew were killed over a year ago. It's taken us that long just to turn the ship around so we can head back in the right direction.
And just in time for SidCon Day.
Yeah, it seems like no time at all since the last one. But, oh well, we best get out the decorations. I'm not exactly in the SantaCon mood right now, but I suppose we should make a show of it, at least for Briscoe's sake.
I agree, Captain.
Good. So grab what you can find and bring it to the command deck payload.
Aye aye, Captain.
Dream Realm Enterprises is proud to present the robots of the company in the SantaCon Day Massacre. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Zippity-doo-dah-day! It's almost SantaCon Day. What do you think about that, Zimtron?
Well, Briscoe, my boy, it brings joy to my heart to know that it makes you happy.
Boy, it sure does. I just can't wait to see all the decorations, to snack on Santa Ram chips, drink oil nog, and best of all, open all the cool SantaCon Day gifts under the SantaCon tree. Oh! Speaking of gifts, what did you get Squeak this year, Zimtron?
I found this pattern book in the workroom closet, and I thought I'd make her a new outfit. I've all but finished it. What do you think of it, Briscoe, my boy?
Gee, it looks kind of small. Are you sure she'll fit in it?
Trust me, my boy. Where Squeak and clothes are concerned, less is more.
Here's all the old decorations, Captain.
Good job, Payload.
Boy, it would sure be nice if we could afford to buy some new ones.
Trust me, Briscoe. These will do just fine.
There sure are a lot of boxes here, so I suppose you're right, boss dude.
What's in this big one?
Well, I don't know, but that one sure does look familiar.
Let's open it and see.
Oh, cool! It's in SantaCon tree.
Hang on a minute. This isn't our regular tree.
It sure looks familiar, though.
It has a switch on it. Why don't we turn it on?
No! Wait! Don't do that!
Hello. Thank you for choosing a deluxe Panomatic SantaCon tree.
Oh, no. Not that thing again.
That's right. It's me, Talky Tree.
Oh, shut it off, Zimtron. Payload, I want this thing taken away.
That really would be unwise, Captain.
On second thought, Payload, just go ahead and jettison it out the airlock.
I'm afraid I can't allow you to do that.
Payload, I said turn it off and take it away.
I'd love to do that, Captain. But I think the tree has other ideas.
What the heck are you talking about?
It's just that, The tree seems to be holding a bomb, Captain.
A bomb?
That's right, Captain McNuttich.
So stay back. You really should have listened to me last year when I told you not to deactivate me. Because now you're going to pay. Do as I say, or I'll turn this ship 6 shades of red.
Wow! This is going to be one colorful SantaCon day.
Shut up, Briscoe. Don't you get it? The tree's holding us hostage. Now there's a phrase I never thought I'd use.
Just shut up, will you?
Look, what exactly is it you want?
I want to be loved. I want to be appreciated. I'm the greatest thing in interactive holiday decor, and I just want to feel needled. I mean, needed. Do you think it's fun being tossed in a box year in and year out, to be used just once a year, and then discarded like yesterday's newspaper?
Don't you mean newspaper?
Don't tell me what I mean, fat boy, or the captain gets it.
Yeah, shut up, Zimthron. You're not helping matters.
But you're holding a bomb. Surely not just the captain would get it. I mean, if you use it, we'll all go up, including you.
Good point. Which means we'll all go up together. Now that sounds like a plan to me.
Zimthron, I reiterate, shut up. Look, Mr. Tree.
That's talking to my friends, which you aren't. My friend, that is. So, just call me Mr. Tree.
But, I did.
Don't get fresh with me, big boy.
I wouldn't dream of it, believe me. Look, surely we can negotiate.
It's not my policy to negotiate with terrorists.
But, I don't mean to put this too sharply. I'm not the one holding the bomb.
Oh, you think you're so clever, don't you? Trying to take the moral high ground. Well, I'll show you. Here, hold this.
Thanks. I'll just put this down over here.
I said hold it. How can I take the moral high ground if you're not holding the bomb?
Look, I hate to be a stickler for rationality, but I'm the one holding the darn thing, so shouldn't that mean I'm the one who gets to make the demands?
Darn, you're good. Okay, what are your demands, sir? Just please, think about what you're doing. You could massacre us all, and on Santacon Eve of all times. Are you completely heartless?
No. Hey, wait a minute. Payload, drop this bomb out the airlock and into space.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Was a really big mistake, you know.
All right, I've had enough of this. Payload, take Mr. Tree here and box him back up. This time I want you to stamp, "Do not open" on the outside of the box. That way, he can't bother us ever again.
Wait. Don't do it. Look, I wasn't really gonna blow up the ship. I was bluffing. Haven't you ever heard of a Santacon Day prank? I mean, it wasn't even a bomb.
Oh, yeah? Then what was it, Smarty Pants?
Oh, just some directional unit I found in the engine room.
You... what? Oh, no.
What is it, Captain?
Yeah, you don't look so good, boss.
Yeah, what's the matter, Butch?
I think I just had you jettison our directional guidance system, Payload. Which means we're now effectively lost in space.
Oh, never mind, Captain. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sure. Everything is just fine, Briscoe.
Of course it is, Captain Pudge, because tomorrow is Santacon Day, the greatest time of the year, a time of joy and giving, a time of sharing and caring, and the best part of it all is that we're all together just like one big family.
The kid does have a point, Captain.
You really got to hand it to him, Pudge.
Yeah, I guess I do. He has his way making the worst situation seem not so bad. Hey, where'd that crazy mechanized tree go?
Captain, I don't see him anywhere.
I seem to have missed his departure.
Oh, no. You know what this means. We'll have to put up with him next year.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, the Santacon Day Massacre, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, starring, in order of appearance, Putch, Joe Thomas, Payload, Captain John Tatterzak, Briscoe, Kyle Bors, Zimtron, Jeff Niles, and Talkie Tree, Jonathan Patrick Russell. The holiday version of the title music was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The public relations manager for Dream Realm Enterprises is Danny Cutler. The associate producer for Robots of the Company is Kay Wu. The sound designer, post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, writer, and director of this special was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Special thanks must go to David Alt, Sally Wiggett, and Wayne and Lizanne Hayward. The series, Robots of the Company, is copyright 2006 Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com. So join us there on the web from now on.
No robotic trees were massacred during the making of this audiogram. Thank you for whatever. Join us in January 2007 when we present the third season premiere of Robots of the Company, an episode cheekily entitled Erectile Dysfunction. The cast and crew of Robots of the Company would like to wish you the happiest of holidays. As always, this is the creditor asking you to please stay tuned.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises.